Vaidabra Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Dabra al Aaron, speak to Aaron. Yomarta Elov. Ha'loischeres ha'neiros, when you light the candles of the menorah, el mul p'nei ha'menorah ya'iru, shivas ha'neiros. Facing the main part of the menorah, the seven candles should light. That means the three candles on each side faced towards the inside. So Rashi says, loma nismuch ha'parshas ha'menorah, the parshas ha'nesiyim. Because when Aaron saw the chanukas ha'nesiyim, everybody brought korbanos, to bring in, to consecrate the Mishkan, so he had a Chalishas Hadas. He was not with them. He was not asked to take part. Not him and not his Shevet. Told him, Chayecha Shalchav G'dayel Mishalohem. Your Chalik is going to be greater than theirs. Shatam Madlik U'meitiv Es Haneiris. So Chaska Levenstein asks, what Mokum was there for Chalishas Hadas on the part of Aaron? His madregu was zikhar higher than that of the Nesiyim, right? He was chosen to be Meshores Ba'kodesh, Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's the highest madregi you can get, Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. So what was he lacking when he wasn't makor of their carbon? So Chaska Levenstein, Zechet Sadi V'Kodesh L'Bracha explains, Chazal say in Masechtas Brachas Daf Mem, that when it comes to Torah, Mole Machzik, Reikon Eino Machzik. Just the opposite of everything else. Usually, if you have an empty keli, it's able to hold water because it's empty. And if it's full, it can't contain anymore. And when it comes to Torah, it's just the opposite. Mole, if the keli is full, then it holds much more. If it's Reikon, then it's Eino Machzik. So, that's by a Talmud Chacham. It's like that as well. The more he has, the more he wants. The more he's not satisfied. The more he's filled up, he always wants more and more and more and more and more. So Adarab, is because Aaron HaKohen was so great in his Madrega, is because he was in such a high Madrega. So every little bit of Ruchnius, he wanted to sap in. And if this was also a chance of doing a mitzvah or getting closer to Hashem, Hagami had other mitzvahs and he had other opportunities and maybe even greater, but he wanted a chaperine over here. He says that's also the pshat when Chazal say, Talmidei Chachomim ein lohem menucha, loy ba'olam hazeh v'loy ba'olam haba. They don't have menucha. They're always on the move. They're always going from one base medrash to another. And even in olam haba, they're not going to have menucha in a good way. Because the same way over here, they went from one base medrash to the other, trying to chaperein Torah from one to the other. So up there, they just continue what they do down here. A person doesn't change up there. What happens when there's bad midas, and a person doesn't rectify it down here, so he's left with them up there as well. Right? But l'hepach, if a person has good midas, and if a person has a tshuka for ruchni is down here, so it's going to continue up there, and ein la menuche, loy ba'olam hazeh, loy la'olam haba. Mi'idr gisa, the empty person, the person that doesn't have that she'ifa, he feels himself satisfied, right? And he has no tshuka, and he's not matriach for his bar mitzvah. So not only doesn't he feel that thirst, but he also pushes away mitzvahs when he has the opportunity. Aaron HaKohen, even he was zoichi to tremendous milas, but he still was never satisfied. I remember I was a younger man, so I was living in Cleveland, and so I used to go to a car mechanic. He was a yid, far from Torah mitzvahs. One time I'm waiting for my car, it was Erev Yom Kippur, waiting for my car and I let out a krecht, you know. So he says, what are you krechting, what are you sighing about? I said, it's Erev Yom Kippur, you gotta worry. What's there to worry about? What's there to worry about, you know? He had no music, what there was, Yom Kippur, what's there to worry about? The more the hasogas that you have and the more the chuka that you have, the more there is a tshuka to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah asks the question. Suppose the Nechama was Hadlokas Neiris. So in fact, the Ramban, so why was he Menachemim with Hadlokas Neiris? and he wasn't menachem with the k'tayrus that he had, and all the korbanos that a kohen god that a kohen god brings every day, avodas yom kippurim, it's only kosher with him. So why was he menachem with the hadlakas haneiris, which happens to be kosher even with the you know regular kohen or whatever is also. So the Ramban comes out l'maskoni after a whole diyun that the kavon over here is going on the neiris chanukah. The neighbor's Chanukah of the Chashmai Noem is going to come al yidei Zera Aaron, al yidei Nes. It's going to happen in Bayi Sheni. It will be Mekuyim, even after the Churban. And the Medrash is a Beferish and Medrash. The Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'moyshe, Leichem Or La'aron. Don't be afraid. L'gdoilam Yizu Atam Mesukin. You're Mesukin for greater than that. Kurban is, Kolzman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. So they're Noyik. There's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have karbonis. But the neiris liyolim amul pnei amnoiru iru, and the karbonis for the neiris of the chashmei noem, and that'll be a zeichu l'dayris. So, I sort of wrote down b'shem the sefer sheiris menachem, it's a nice drush on this. A deeper meaning. What was the chlishes adasavan? The chlishes adasavan is, he was afraid of the siba, of why the Nesiim were zeichet to the Chanukas HaMishkan, and why his Shevet was not zeichet to the Mishkan. Avos. Rashi says, Heim Nesiei Ho'edo, Shohayu Shoitram Aleim B'Mitzrayim, the Rosh HaShvatim, the Nesiim of the Shvatim, they were Shoitram in Mitzrayim, Vohayu Mukim Aleim, and they used to chap klep, because the Mitzrayim said, either make them speed up their work and do more, or else you're going to get it. And they would not dare hit another Yidim and Melo. They chapped Clef. They chapped Makis on behalf of that. So they became the Siyim because of that. So, and that's the Siba why there was Zoichetaki to bring Korbanos by the Chanukah. So I don't know, was afraid Shevet Levi was not in the Shiva. And he was not in the Shiva either. And they were not Zoichet to suffer for another Yid. So Memele, he thought that was the reason. That's a Chassan in his Shevet. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shalcha Gdoel Mishalem, the Chashmei Noem. They're going to fight 13 Chashmei Noem against the entire Syrian Greek army. They're going to be Moise Nefesh beyond anybody's imagination on behalf of their brothers. So Memela, then you will show your koiches of sticking up for the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's the pius to Aaron. That answers
How is the rest of Klal Yisrael, according to that, were more Moise Nefesh than he was?
Was that?
Why would he think the other part of Klai was more mice than Ephesh than he was?
Because they were in the Sheba, they were getting hit on behalf of Bnei Yisrael.
Oh, the Sheba, I see.
Yeah, and Shevet Levi was not in the Sheba.
Ah,
right. So now he told them there's going to come a time where you're going to be mice and Ephesh for your brothers, for your brothers in Klai Yisrael, and you'll talk and be Zoichet to that, and that's the Kashmir not. This is what you should do to the Levim to be mitire them. Hazei aleihem mechatos. Sprinkle on them mechatos. Ve'haviru tar al kol besorim. Put a razor on their entire body. Ve'chibsu b'gdeim hitaharu. So what was the sinyan of shaving them? Mamish, they should be bald and on their entire body. What was tutsavdo? So Rashi says, Motsosim divrei remaisha darshan. Because they were a kapora for the b'chayris that were over avodis kechav, they were over on the ego, and the ego is called avodis zara is called zivchei mason, and a mitzayra, he is considered a mace. So in Mela, they made him have tegalachas like mitzayra. In other words, that's something to do with zivchei mason. You know, in Mela, they reenacted the fact that they are like that. You know. Like a mitzvah. Sort of Simchas Yisrael Breide, the Sefer Sam Derech, says a very original pshat. He says, we find in the Svarim HaKdoshim that hair, especially a beard, is attached to tzinoiris up there l'mayla. The hair represent pipes that we are attached to up to Shemayim, a ruchnizdik attachment to Shemayim. So the Levim, as great as they were, but now they had to be zeichet to a much bigger greatness to serve in the Beis HaMikdash as Meshayrim, as the Shuarim. And whenever you reach a higher Madrega, you have to rid yourself of the old madrega, even if it's a good madrega. And he brings down a riot to that. He says, well, fine, can't that, because I'll say in Masechtas Bava Metzia that Rav Zeira, before he went to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, he fasted 100 Tanesim, he should forget the Torah of Bavel. So that it shouldn't be matred him when he goes to Eretz Yisrael. What's Pshat? The Madrega of Torah's Eretz Yisrael was a totally different Madrega. So he wanted to shed the first Madrega before he goes on to the other Madrega, which apparently in his eyes was a higher Madrega. So it's the same thing over here. The Levim were talking a big Bali Madrega. But now they were going to enter a much higher Madrega. So those Tzinoiris, those pipes that attach themselves in Ruchnius up into Shemayim, you have to shed those in order now to be zeiged to new kinds of tzinoiris. This is what he says. Ke'enzeh, we find an interesting maral. The maral says, and that that Chazal say in Masechta Soita, the ikvus of the Mashiach chutz v'yasgi, and it tells us about the deterioration of society the way we see it today. Mamish, it's a pella. How nobody, you know, amongst the goyim, they don't know that we have this chazal. And Mamish predicts exactly with the inflation, with the, you know, the mavaz of the previous generations not wanting to have anything to do with them, etc., etc. So, Zokta Maral, why does it have to be like that? He says, because right before Mashiach, we're going to enter a totally new realm. It's going to be a totally new world. Before we enter that new world, there has to be a breakup of the old world. In other words, we have to totally shed that old world before we're able to enter that new world. Zokt the Maral. He also brings down Simcha Zisel Broide and Parshas Miketz. Yosef gave his oldest son Menashe the name Menashe. Lashon of forgetting. He nashani elikim is called Amoli, but it's called Beis Avi. Made me forget my father's house. What's Pshat? Make him forget your father's house. Why is that a ma'ala? So he wants to tell him that Yosef HaTzadik, he grew up in Kedusha. He grew up Amish totally orangutan with Yaakov Avinu. What greater, what higher madrega could you have? That Torah would not work in Mitzrayim. That was a totally different kind of a Torah. He had to now muster up greater Kedusha to be able to make it in Mitzrayim. He couldn't settle for the Kedusha that he had in his father's house. He had to come up with his snagdus to the Tumah of Mitzrayim with greater Koichas HaKedusha. So he had to forget about before, and he had to now garner up the Koichas within himself to be able to fight the Tumah of Mitzrayim. So mainly time is the same thing with the Levium over here. The shedding of the hair is the shedding of Tzinoirius of Madregas, which now you're being zeichet to greater madregas. Those zokt, Rav Simcha Zisel Breit. A group of people came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh odom. We are tamei. We came tamei lomani gora." So Shtel said, "The kasha. What was the atayna? That's the halacha. What can you do if someone's tamei? He can't bring a carbon pesach." Right, he's part of the reason. Einus Rachman of Patre. It's like, what was there having me over here? Like, to come and have a taina. You're part of it. So, Chaschel Levenstein said, it's out of the Kodesh Lebracha. He says, I'm very good thing. From here you see, Ein Koldover Oimit B'fnei Harotz. And Echlami. Maybe their taina was not a taina. Over. They wanted so much, their rutzen was so strong to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karban Pesach is his karbis to Hashem. Someone that doesn't bring a Karban Pesach on purpose is Chayiv Karis. Right? The Karban Pesach ties us to Hashem. And they had such a strong rutzen to tie themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came anyway, despite the fact they didn't look at it impossible. Right? And what happened? The impossible became possible. Ein kol dover ha'omid b'fnei ha'rotzen. Nothing stands in the way of an emesdik, a strong rotzen, to do the right thing. And this is a yesoid godel. I mean, again, to next week's parsha. I think we spoke about it last year in parsha's shlach, that when it comes to ruchnias, there's nothing which is impossible. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person on a shlichus to do something, he gives him the kayach to do that shlichus as well. And when they came over here, they came over there, they didn't know what it was going to be. They had no idea, you know, how they're going to be piled. They had no idea, they had no time to really. Oh, but that didn't stop their ruts, and we want to get close to Hashem, Lama Nigara, why should we be worse? And something happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Pesach Sheni. It's a lesson to all of us, you know, the ruts is very strong. So amazing. Chatzchel had a Talmud that would never miss a shmooze, a vad. He was not mishmo kosher to Chatzchel. Chatzchel was giving a shmooze, and this fellow was a chosen, and his mother was coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael for the chasen. So he had to go greet her in the airport, and was in steerer to the shmooze. He went to Chatzchel and said, "What should I do?" Chatzchel said, "You have to go greet your mother." Finished. Well, it was a sign with the shmooze. So you have to do what you have to do. Finish. It's a nice. Kask gives the shmooze, and sitting there in the front seat was this guy. You know, so Kask asked him afterwards, "What happened? You know, I told you made up that you're going to go greet your mother." She said, "I did." She says, "So what happened?" He said, "The flight arrived an hour and something before its scheduled arrival." He says, Pilot said he never experienced such a thing. He comes so early, the toilet in the wind, or whatever it was, right? Over in Kaldara, so the guy wanted a beer, the guy ended up being here. Now, and these people that said, Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Odom, Lomani Gora, the Gemara Masech Tasuke has a Shiloh, who are these people? You know, so there's one sheet is Tanon that said that they were the ones that were Noisei Aroinei Shel Yosef. They were the ones that carried the Aron of Yosef. So one of the Svarim asks a question, why Dafka Aroinei Shel Yosef? We find Chazal say that every Shevet carried their ancestor. It wasn't just Yosef. It wasn't just Yosef's children. Every Shevet carried. So why weren't there other Tmeim that carried the Aroinus of Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, Chavos? So I saw a teres brought down, B'shem the Sefer Nitzoy Tzayar. Yerushalmi Masecht is Nazir, brings down that after 120 years from the Misa, the bones of the Nifter, they turn into total rot. They're not metamic. They're so disintegrated that they're not metamic. So that is shaykh to say and all the other shvatim. But Yosef, his guf was embalmed in Mitzrayim, that remains showing. Like it says, Vayomis Yosef Emeh Ve'esher Shana, Vayachnet to Yosef, they embalmed him. So Emela by him, it wasn't shaykh. So since his bones did not rot and it was still around, so Aron Yishol Yosef was still metamin. V'ho Asav Suf Asher Bikirbo Yisav Utaiv. Yasav Suf that was within him, they were misave a taiva of a taiva. It's an interesting lashon. Should have said hisavu. What's hisavu taiva? Vayeshuvu, vayifku, gam bnei Yisrael, vayomer, mi achilenu bos, who's going to give us meat? So that from Fashtain, what is this hisavu taiva? So the Chakal Yitzchok, Yitzchok Isaac of Spink, Hashem Yom Kondomov, Yishkodosh Adma Oid, he says a very original pshat. It sounds like chassidish pshat, but the Meshech Chochma says mamish tumat, the same pshat except in the opposite way, but the same halach. Chakal Yitzchok says, and also Chazal Taina, that it says boichel mishpachosim al iskei mishpachas, they were tining for arayas. You know, ever what shayches does that have with the mon, and how does that fit in with everything? So the Chai Yitzchok says that, and this is the Yidden mental Shem Shemayim. How's it possible to mean Shem Shemayim? Yisavu Taiva, they wanted a Taiva. They wanted to be Mekayim, the Torah, Yichsova, Uchilashayna, to the last days. It was impossible, though. How can you be Mekayim Eloisase? They ate the man, and that cleansed them, and that cleansed the Yitzhahara. They didn't have a Taiva for a rise. They didn't have a Taiva for anything bad. So how can we be Mekayim the Lois Asas? So that's a Hisavu Tava. They wanted to have a type of regular human beings to be able to have the Koyach HaBechira. Without Bechira, it's impossible to be Mekayim the Lois Asas. So they will misava a taiva, they should have bechira, and they'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs loisas. As long as they ate the man, which was the bread of the malachim, and it was mamish, it was there was no substance to it, it was mamish. They were like the malachim asharis, and they didn't have a gashmi as the taiva. So taivas come from gashmi as the kamaicholim, the zoyrak, or it says befeirish, that when people eat, so the goof is misane, and it wants more. Right? That's if you're eating gashmi as the kamaicholim. But if you're eating the lechem abirum of malachim, then the goof is totally cleansed. So then you don't have a taiva for anything. Mamele, you lose your koicha bechira. This was their taina. The Meshech Chochma, in one of his pshatim, Itaka says, Mamish, this exactly like the Chakal Yitzchak. But he says, what happened? It wasn't. See, the Shemshad is they meant the taiva. Well, time call the taiva cool. He had ice in the taiva. You know, the Meshech Chochma says, what happened? His Abu taiva, because they wanted to go away from the taiva. They didn't want to be so from. The Taina was not L'Toiva, it was L'Shem, they wanted to be Mevatel Mitzvah. And the Mon used to come down B'Skush Moshe. It's Lechem Abirim Shemalachi HaSharis Oichem Loitzoi. It's a Ruchni Yizdikim Mozayim. It's a Ruchni Yizdikim Meichel. Kimat, it has no substance to it. Now, by all of the other, I call them, also by plants, there's a Koyach to keep you alive, and also a Koyach to let you grow. Because they're alive and they grow, but they don't have a taiva within themselves. That does not exist by them. So they can't give a person a taiva for his znus, for example, or whatever. Only a Baal Chai and up has this kayach. And that this is the reason why the Meshech Chochma says, and Am Ha'aretz is not allowed to eat meat, Pavos, because meat is moistened the taiva for bia, right? So Bishlam, a regular Talmud Chacham, Barasi ate Sahara, Barasi Taira Tavlin. So he's allowed to eat meat. He has the Eight Sahara, so the Torah offsets that. But now Morris doesn't have Torah, so all he's doing is he's building up the Taiva within him. So Mimela, he has no right to eat meat. That's Agav the Meshech Chochma says that. So that's the Pshat Yisav, Taiva. They wanted to be able to have a Taiva. And they thought that because we don't have any Basar, right, we're eating Mon, that's all we have, so we don't have that Koyach HaTaiva. And that's why it's Boichel and Mishpachoiso. That's Pshat in Naval Darayis also. What's the connection between Mon and Arayis? They said that because of the Mon, right, we have no Taiva for anything else. Right? If we'd have something else, we'd also be able to, you know, have a Taiva for that. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Israel Akim. Moshe Rabbeinu, after he came down, after Matan Torah, he was mamish like a Malk. And this is why he was Pirishman and Isha, because he bechlal did not have any titles for Gashmi as the Kazachim, for eating regular or for living with a wife. He didn't have a title for that bechlal. So Mimele, he was tiny that Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Mayayin li Boser. I can't be an Emtsoy to bring down Boser for the Bnei Yisrael. If Be'etzim I'd be that kind of a Briah that has a title for that, so I could be an Emtsoy to bring down Boser. But I'm not. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Eitzah. So get 70 people together and place your Ruach on top of them. They will be Kadosh. And they will be Emtsoyim for the Bnei Yisrael. The Taki great, but they're not on your Madrega. They will have, you know, a family life. And they'll be able to bring meat. That was the whole Shakal of Atari. I'll be the Meshech Chochma. The Moedike, original Machshav. In this Taina, it says, "Ochainu es hadoga, asher noichel b'Mitzrayim chinam." We remember either the fish or the grain that we ate Mitzrayim for free. There's a medrash somewhere. Doesn't bring down over the sefer, right? So it doesn't bring down where. There's a medrash that says that in Mitzrayim, when the Yidden ate the fish, they had a time of the Leviosim of La'osid Lovet. They were able to taste the Leviosim, La'osid Lovet. So the Goyin said that that's Merumas in the Pasuk. How's the Medrash Merumas in the Pasuk? Zocharnu es hadoga asher noichel b'Mitzrayim. It says noichel loshen osid. Why does it say noichel loshen osid? It just says Zocharnu es hadoga asher ochalnu b'Mitzrayim. What's asher noichel? Zocharnu es hadoga asher noichel. We remember the doga that we will eat Where did we eat it? In Mitzrayim. So there's a Magid, an old Magid B'Shem, Hagoyin of Moshe Rivlin. He was the Magid of Dovish Litzion. He said, well, feed this, he can explain what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mahu Chinam. What does Chinam mean? Ashenoichu b'Mitzrayim Chinam. What does Chinam mean? Are you going to tell me that the Mitzrayim gave them fish for free? Madra, they didn't give him Tevin for free. So they didn't give him fish for free. Elamai, what does it mean, chinam? Chinam in our mitzvahs. Over there, we didn't have to earn it. So it comes out very good. If it's going on to Leviosim, we are working our way towards loss of love, and we have to work hard. We have to be Mekai in mitzvahs. We have to... So Zachar, Asadog, Hashem, Noichal. We remember the Leviosim that we will eat, and it was for chinam in our mitzvahs. We don't have to earn it. Those the Leviosim of the future that we have to work hard for and that we have to earn. But that time of Leviosim we had and we got it for free. So I was thinking, what's the pshat? Why talking that they taste the time of Leviosim in Mitzrayim? So I think the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them chizuk. As you find Lamashal and the Yidden were in Golas Bavel, Yecheskel already showed them bias shlishi, the final bias. Well, for what, for when? So a different pshat them as to why. But one of the pshatim is he wanted to show them what's going to be lost in Lavoi, the beauty, Medal's name, the splendor. So over here they were in Mitzrayim, they were Meshubadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them a taste. It's all Kedai, this is going to be the Seif, and this is what the time is going to be. And that was going to give them Chizuk. So Zacharnu HaSadog HaShem Noichal B'Mitzrayim. HaShem Noichal, that we will eat. When did we have that? B'Mitzrayim, and it was Chinam, it was Chinam.
What? The clarity is good in that one.
This year.